Yesterday, you heard the story of I See Stars, a program that is trying to address a major problem in tech, the lack of diversity in talent. But the question remains, what lies ahead for these interns? Angelina Mosher Salazar spoke with Carlos Vasquez, a graduate from I See Stars' very first cohort in Milwaukee.
Carlos Vasquez has had a lot of jobs.
When I was in high school, I used to work at a back house of a liquor store. After, I worked at Denny's as a waiter. Then I worked cleaning for a cleaning company and then throwing newspaper at the Journal Sentinel. And then my last job was working at a factory.
For Carlos, working low-skilled jobs was normal. College wasn't an option because he didn't know anyone who went, nor did he know anyone who owned their own business.
Every day, I saw my dad coming from work, working at a factory since I can't remember. Same for my mom, cleaning. So this was just regular.
Right out of high school, Carlos worked at a factory sanding down corian, material used for kitchen countertops. And then, one day, Carlos began to notice that something was wrong with him.
I would wake up and my hand would be cramped up, and sometimes I would even go to work. I would be driving with one hand because the other hand would still be cramped up and it was in really, really bad pain.
The machine that Carlos used all day at his job would shake.
I used to work 8 hours, 9 hours, so the machine would be shaking those 9 hours nonstop.
Carlos never got his hand checked out. He says he didn't have insurance. Besides, in his family, the first thought when someone gets hurt isn't to go to the doctor.
When something hurts us, it's our first thought is not to just it's gonna get over. You know, it's not go to the doctor. No, it's never been like that. It's always been, oh well, it will get better.
So right out of high school, this was Carlos's life, working a factory job with no health insurance and hands that hurt. 2 years in, Carlos decides he needs to make a change. So he quits his factory job and decides he would learn to code. He joins the very first cohort of I See Stars interns. And what he finds for the very first time in a job was autonomy working as a coder.
Someone didn't tell me what to do. Someone gave me the tools. And either it was do it or don't do it. It's up to you.
For the I See Stars final project, Carlos and another intern built an app for a company. They worked really hard, and in the end, that company decided to bring him on as a paid intern.
The company who I built the app for hired me because they liked the work that I did. So they knew that I was self-motivated. They knew that I had it in me, and right away they hired me, which was pretty cool.
A little over a year later, and Carlos is a full-stack engineer at Northwestern Mutual here in Milwaukee, which means he does front-end and back-end web development. And Carlos isn't an anomaly. According to I See Stars data, 30 of the 46 interns have landed a job in technology after graduation.
What's the job market like?
It's good. Yeah, it's really good.
But despite the positive outlook, Carlos says that his advice for the current interns that are graduating today is ultimately, it's up to the intern to land a job.
You're given these tools by amazing people, by an amazing organization, but they can't drag you to a job. They can't drag you to learn a skill. So it's up to the intern.
According to Carlos, the drive to succeed along with technical ability will take you far in the tech industry. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.